Larry Davidson, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, date of birth is April 13th, 1948. This is for date of service, 6-12-2023. Mr. Davidson is a 75-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. He was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter about 6 months ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, COPD, myocardial infarction in 1989, and glaucoma. The patient denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. He reports some dry skin and some fatigue. He denies any palpitations or tremors. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. He also has a history of impaired fasting blood glucose. His last hemoglobin A1C is 5.9%. The patient had a thyroid ultrasound on April 5th, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 2.1 centimeters and another nodule measuring 0.6 centimeters. Plan number one for his multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on April 5th, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 2.1 centimeters. The recommendation is to have an FNA biopsy of this nodule. However, the patient is not amenable to having an FNA biopsy of the nodule at this time. Therefore, we suggested that the secondary option would be to follow up in 6 months and recheck the thyroid ultrasound to assess for thyroid nodule growth. Next number, we will repeat the thyroid ultrasound in 6 months and recheck a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, T4, and free T3 level. Next number, I will also check a thyroglobulin antibody level and a thyroid peroxidase antibody level. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. He takes rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider at the VA. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.